As always, there is a lesson. A Nebraska-related lesson from the NFL weekend. I'm not usually one of those guys who's like, man, see, look at what happens in the NFL. Let's apply this. Or look at what happens in any other college football game. Let's apply this to what Nebraska either has or hasn't done. But, you know, it was pretty glaringly obvious in really a couple of the games over the weekend. So the thing that, and this is where you can connect the two. The thing that connects Nebraska football to these teams in the NFL this weekend and what the, and the circumstances that they were dealing with is the margin for error. There just isn't any. In college football, the best teams in college football are capable, as I'm watching Tyreek Hill peace sign people from the 15-yard line on the highlights right now.
It was a flag in the Super Bowl, but it's not in the AFC division.
Did you want a taunting there?
I want the rule to be called consistently. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not okay. Like, oh, back like you've been there before.
No, I'm with you.
But I'd like the rule to be called consistently. And if we're going to call taunting, like, that's the emphasis rule, feels like a missed call.
I am glad it was not called in that specific situation because there would have been an explosion afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Internet would have freaked.
Yeah, it would have been really bad. I want it to be called consistently too, but I like the idea of, you know, we're not going to throw the flag in this situation because it is, you know, there's everything on the line. Situationally. Anyway. So the two things, or the thing that kind of binds these NFL teams in Nebraska right now is margin for error. And in college football, you're capable of creating a team that has a great margin for error, a big margin for error. Look at Ohio State, look at Alabama, look at Clemson, look at Georgia. They are able to do so with their talent. There's only a few teams that could do that. And then there's like this B tier of teams who can beat basically everybody else, but not the tier above them. And then there's the one that Nebraska is in and probably isn't leaving. Maybe ever. And that is the, like, basically 8 or 10 through 60th best team in college football. And there's just not much margin for error there. They're recruiting from the same pool of talent, generally. They're able to, each of those schools has their own thing that they can kind of recruit to, whether it's a good coach, whether it's a, you know, fun, flashy offense, whether it's great facilities, whether it's NIL opportunities, whether it's location, proximity to home, you know, all that stuff. Each of those schools has a thing. Nebraska has a thing. You know, maybe Nebraska's thing is becoming a little bit more NIL opportunities, but mostly it's their fan base. That's what Nebraska can that's what makes Nebraska stand out. So there's just not that much of an edge to be gained in that group of teams. And I think that's where Nebraska is in right now. So that leaves you a small margin for error. And when you have a small, very, very small margin for error, it's not about what you are really good at, because like I said, it's hard to gain that edge. It's about not having any glaring deficiencies. It's not about what you're good at compared to everybody else, because everybody has something that they're good at, whether it's a football thing or an off-the-field thing. Everybody's got something that they're good at. That's what separates them in that group, or that they're trying to use to separate themselves in that group. It's what they're bad at. And even more specifically, connecting Nebraska to, let's say, the Green Bay Packers, this weekend. Green Bay Packers look like, routinely, they've looked like one of the best teams in the NFL over the last couple of years. They've had special teams issues crop up over and over and over again. There's always something just a little bit weird about them. You're not exactly sure. And when you get into a moment where the margins are razor thin, you can't screw up. Basically, when the 49ers blocked that punt, it was like when Iowa blocked the punt on Nebraska when they were up, you know, 21-9 or whatever it was. You know, you cannot have any glaring deficiencies. And that's the key. I mean, like I said, it's not about what you're good at. I mean, look at Iowa. Iowa's a really good example of this. Some of what programs are trying to do, or some of what we want them to do, is have the highest ceiling possible. We love that idea. We can kind of dream.
Right.
This is what you could be. This is what your ceiling says you could be. But you're not always going to reach your ceiling. And Iowa, as a program, has kind of decided, well, we'll take the cap on our ceiling as long as we have a high floor. They are not bad at anything. They are not great at everything, but they are not bad at anything. And that's applicable to kind of all levels of football, and especially this one in the divisional round. That's why the 49ers are able to get out there. The 49ers are basically, you know, that's the version of them that they were trying to be. They waited until Green Bay screwed up. And by the way, Green Bay's offense didn't do anything really in the second half or the majority of the game.
I'm going to say something very weird.
Okay.
But it's what I thought during the game. When it started snowing during halftime and everybody came out for the third quarter, I'm sure it's because of the ineptitude of their offense and the success of San Francisco's defense. But did it feel like Green Bay was trying to run out the clock?
Yes.
The entire second half?
Almost the entire game, to be honest with you.
They got up. They said, San Francisco won't score 10. We got this.
Yeah, we're going to sit on it.
Yeah. It just felt like they were trying to run out the clock and
a little bit of playing not to lose.
And they got some lemon booty. Technical term.
Thank you, Josh. He said, I'm going to chime in with something weird here. And then brings us lemon booty. Pretty good. Oh, yeah. You got to go get it at all times in the NFL. The aggressor usually wins in these situations. I mean, we had four games that were, you know, point spreads of 5.5 or less. It's as good as it's going to get. And now we go into AFC and NFC, you know, we go into conference championship weekend, and the margin for error seems larger. Once again, we're dealing with, you know, humans here, how people react. And we'll see what happens to the Rams if they get up, you know, let's say 17-3 or 17-6 against the Iowa of the NFL in the San Francisco 49ers. The Bengals, I don't particularly see it, but that goes back to my Bengals thing, and we can get back to that during the show. It genuinely frustrated me that the Bengals won, and I'm not a Titans fan.
Same.
And I was thinking about you a little bit, Josh, but I just didn't think they were the better team in that game.
Titans did everything they needed to do to win that game, except score more points than the other team.
Hey, what did you think about the Derrick Henry versus Deontay Foreman usage?
Derrick Henry was only on the field for 30 snaps, which felt low for somebody you're claiming is a full go.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got outperformed by Foreman as well. And I guess if you look at the numbers.
Anytime he was in the game, he popped a big run.
Yeah, if you look at the numbers, Derrick Henry's EPA, given the same blocking structure with a different running back, it was like minus 4.4, which is super bad.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he's not. He wasn't as good to. There was a little more rust than we thought there would be.
Oh yeah, I think so.
And which is understandable. I think he did good
he looked,
enough.
He looked
average.
I mean, not that he doesn't run. I mean, he's a big guy, so he runs heavy. But he felt like he was, you know, really carrying that around.
I felt in the second half he was getting better. So I'd be interested what happened in like a fifth quarter or overtime, which Mike Vrabel loves overtime, and I could have swore that game was going overtime.
Right. That's the point of having Derrick Henry. You kind of, you know,
yeah, lean on the,
run him at guys in the fourth quarter. Yeah, it usually makes up for something. But, yeah, Foreman had more juice, I thought. But
also, he's developed the same hair as Derrick Henry. As the season has progressed?
Yes. Maybe he just is Derrick Henry now.
An homage?
So always a lesson. Always a lesson with Nebraska football, even though it was an NFL weekend. We'll come back more up next. We gotta get through some more of these NFL things. Once again, we'll have some Creighton basketball talk during the show today as well. Mike Schaefer will join here in about 15 minutes. But before that, we'll hit a couple other things next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.